and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio. I'm KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, 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 yes. And of course we have...
Okay.
Mike Hoover's here, and he's sitting in the other seat. He's not sitting in your seat, because your seat, of course, is never filled, except from you.
It's 7:05, October 26th, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com in our chat room. I'm down at the Anderson at the Shasta County Fairgrounds, down here with the North Valley Stand Down guys. But we've got a lot of stuff we're going to be doing this morning. So, but first we introduce Bad Bob. How are you doing, Bad Bob?
Doing well, sir.
Okay. Are you ready for this weekend?
It's going to be a little bit of an active one, but yes, it looks like a beautiful fall weekend on tap.
And, of course, the beautiful Linda.
Well, good morning. I can see that you have to. You're really in this routine, so we're going to stick with your routine.
That's my routine.
That's your routine.
I do not deviate from my routine because it's the only thing that keeps me stable at 7 o'clock in the morning.
So, how many people are down there now? Are people starting to show up already? And what are we looking at?
Numerous people down here. We're going to be, after we talk to Chris Sondak at the Wells Fargo, we're going to be talking to our first guest, Jim Richards, who is the president
of the
North Valley Stand Down.
Let's not forget that we have Mike Hoover here from Estate Granite. Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Here.
We've got Mike Hoover here from Estate Granite, who is going to be sitting in this whole morning with me. He's not an eyesore. I love it. I got to throw it at you right there.
Thanks,
he's going to be here co-hosting with me all morning long. And, so why don't we say hello?
Hello.
All right. Carl.
Hello, Mike.
By the way, Carl, yeah. I could never fill that seat. That's. I'm off to the side.
Your seat is empty over there. We're sitting in the other way. So, go ahead.
I'm just saying is that we need to get to Chris Sondak from our Wells Fargo advisors.
Let's go to Chris. Good morning, Chris. What's happening with...
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are a little mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 6 points at 13,097. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1411, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 5 points at 2992. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 112 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 12 cents at $9.12. General Electric down a penny at 21.25. Sprint Nextel unchanged at 5.52, while Goodyear Tire and Rubber down 89 cents at 11.41. Of local interest, Safeway up 7 cents at 16.64, North Valley Bank unchanged at 13.75, and Harley-Davidson down 30 cents at 46.22. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.79%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.3%. Oil's down 15 cents a barrel at $85.90, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $4.57 an ounce at $17.15.30, while silver's down 14 cents at $32.21. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Carl, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Well, say hello again to Mike Huber.
Hey, Carl.
Well, hi, Mike. You know, the RRL Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. They tell us how to work our way through Wall Street. And if you want to go down and talk to them, which is a great idea if you want to invest any money, head on down to Park Marina Drive, and their phone number is...
243-7561.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. I want to introduce Jim Richards to everybody, and then we'll take a break from here and let you all handle it for a bit. And then we've got a number of people that are just going. I just really want to introduce to our audience.
And you're going to let us know afterwards if there's a shuttle.
Oh, if there's a shuttle?
Yes, we need. We've had questions about that, so see if you can find that out.
Is there a shuttle? Is there a shuttle coming out here? Okay, there's several shuttles, and we'll be talking about that when we come back right after this break. Kate.
Okay.
On the bottom, Free Fire Radio, DCNR, 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
To KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
That was Mike Huber, who is owner of Estate Granite, and I'm really excited. You know, he's very, very active in the community and his lovely bride. But we're going to throw it right down live right now. Carl Bott is at the Stand Down at Anderson Fairgrounds. What's happening, Carl?
Well, hi, Linda. We've got Jim Richards with us right now, and Jim Richards is the president of the North Valley Stand Down Association, and we have the we're going to be able to talk about shuttles to the fairgrounds. But Jim and I were talking during the break, and I was surprised that that they helped well over 300 veterans and their families last year, and they expect up to 500 here. But let me introduce Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir.
Jim, how long have you been working with North Valley Stand Down?
For 7 years.
And you've been the president for how long?
3 years.
So tell us about the North Valley Stand Down Association.
It's a homeless organization for veterans, and it was started by Don Boardman 7 years ago. And since then, he's passed on, and we've had new officers. And 3 years ago, I became president, and we've added several different things to this. We've entered the court system in here. We got DMV, IRS, Social Security, food stamps, child support, numerous other organizations that come down here and offer aid and help to the veterans.
Well, you know, here, just as a quick listing of things is that besides just food and shelter, and this is not just for the homeless veterans, but it's for veterans and their families, and also their animals, because you give veterinarian care here. But the clothing, showers, haircuts, medical and dental care, women's and children's services, HIV and hepatitis C testing, they have a judge here that helps a great deal in some legal problems that happens. You were talking about the judge that was here yesterday.
The judge will be in here today at 1 o'clock, and she will handle the cases. You need to be here by 8 o'clock this morning to register, and you go in there, and you'll get a sentence, and you'll work the sentence off with me here at the fairgrounds. That's usually how it works. Some cases, if you got a quite lengthy sentence of hours to work off, you will be going around town to different agencies working and helping them, other veterans organizations. It's been going on for 3 years now that we've had that, and every one of these people have never returned for another citation or whatever they've had. They've really enjoyed it and turned their lives around. So it's greatly appreciated that we have the court here in Reading stand up. They did an outstanding job yesterday when they were here. I'm very proud of them. They're a great bunch of people to work with. They've come up with money to help get the veterans' Social Security cards, their license, enter into the drug and alcohol programs, and stuff like that. They're on fire for it to help the veterans, and I really appreciate that very much.
You know, we're going to, Linda, are you there?
We're here, both Mike and I, Mike Huber, me.
Okay. One of the things that we're going to have a little bit later on is we've got a lady, a veteran, that's been through the program, and I mean through the program, where she's been helped, and all the way from post-traumatic stress to housing, and has said it has completely changed her life, and we'll have her on later on in the show. But if you're looking at the routes for people to get there, the central, southern route, it comes from the Yuba City Vets Hall, in Yuba City at the Vets Hall, from Orville at Post 1747. They're leaving from the CVSO in Eureka at the Armory and Fairgrounds. The central route from Tops Market on Main Street in Weaverville, Shopco on Lake Boulevard, Post 1934 on Oregon Street, the VA Clinic in Reading, and the Mission on Highway 273 for the ones that are all in the Reading area. And they're going to stop at those places. The first stop is at 8 a.m., so they'll be stopping here in about 45 minutes.
Excellent. You know, thank you. We love to hear. This is really a moment of clarity and positive reinforcement that you're going to be hearing this morning about people that have come together to help those who are really in need. It's a hand up. I love the word hand up, or the term hand up, which we hear Bosanko say a lot. It's not a hand out. It's a hand up for those who are needing to, you know, come to similar minds, people who have served, maybe feeling lost, need help. We're looking forward to these testimonials in the future. And, Carl, we're going to break from you, and then we're going to talk with Mike Huber. Is going to give us a weather update and a couple of brought to you bys, and we're going to weigh in with Mike for a little bit, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll be back after the news break then.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Current weather in Reading is 51 degrees. Looks like it's going to be mostly sunny today, and tomorrow is going to be 80.
Hang your sheets out.
Great football weather.
Oh, we've got to talk about them Giants.
Yeah.
We will.
I love it. This is a great tune. We'll go out with this musical break. And we're sitting in with me this morning. Good morning, by the way, on KCNR 1460. Mike Huber is here from Estate Granite, and we're having a great time. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Catt, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stovepot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner, Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
You're well, yours, buddy.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR, home of Free Fire Media. I'm filling in for Carl.
And your name?
Mike Huber with Estate Granite.
Yes, you are. We love a man of integrity.
Well, thanks.
Seriously, a businessman and a business owner. We took a tour of your place. It was just wonderful to see somebody who was passionate, who had to make changes.
Oh, yeah.
With the economy, hanging in there, doing really well. And we just really respect who you are as a businessman and husband and father.
Well, thank you. And I think most people who own a business today, they have had to make those changes too, to where they, you know, you have to realize, okay, I wish the country would be run like this. We only have so much money. And if we spend too much, something's got to give. And so we have two options, either spend less or make more and diversify and do other things. And that's... you know, that's what it's all about.
Well, we know that we have listeners across the board here on KCNR 1460. We really try to serve the community with all angles, and we try not to be too leaning either way. Are you worried as a business owner knowing that you're not really subsidized. You have to, it's sink or swim. Like, you built it, you're doing it. Are you worried at all with the new the election coming up?
I was worried about the last election. November 3rd is when the decline of, I think, everyone's business started, at least in the construction trade. So that, you know, it's been a long 4 years, and we're ready to change that. And, you know, there's got to be some changes made to what's going on locally. I mean, I love this community. There's nothing better than you wake up and you just driving in here today. You know, you go across that bridge, you're proud of Reading. You're proud that, that this community is where you want to raise your kids and grow your business. And, you know, it's, you know, it was a year ago. I came to you guys and actually Santos came and said, okay, we're going to start advertising. And it was like a turning point. It was like, okay, get your big boy pants on. We got to make this thing happen. And just doing little things like that, it's really helped.
Well, we came in to see your business, and you were there. What time of morning was that? It was early in the morning, and there you are. We're cutting stone, beautiful showroom, with your long rubber boots on. You had your hands in the, you know, you had your hands in the stuff, and smiling and just loving the fact that, hey, you're still standing. You've made the changes. You got the support of your family and the community. Also want to pay an homage to you, both Carl and I, about the fact that when we go to these different events, Estate Granite is always very generous. So you give back to the community when it comes to, you know, special events where you've got a basket or you're doing something granite-wise or however you're doing it, you guys are there in full support. We really appreciate that because that's that, you know, win-win. We love you. We love back. Speaking of love, how about those Giants last night?
Oh, wasn't that amazing? You know, a game goes down and you just the last two innings were just – that's how a game should be.
Oh.
And I hope this series is – going to be like that, but I don't want it to end too soon, but we want to make sure they win for sure. But it's
right.
Amazing playing.
Well, Bob Martin, of course, who's a big Giants fan, is there about, what, 3 weeks ago. We're going to pull him in here. What do you think? Give us your lowdown.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Linda and Mike. And my goodness, this has been such a great series of storylines in this baseball postseason, principally the Giants. They fell behind two games to nothing to Cincinnati before winning three elimination games in a row to pull that series out, and darned if they didn't do the same thing with the Cardinals after falling behind 3-1. They won three in a row to pull that series out, and they've been on a roll ever since. And now they're this is the first time in the entire postseason they've been up 2 games on anybody. They're up 2 games to nothing now as the series takes a day off today and heads back to Detroit for this weekend. We didn't expect the pitching duel that we got last night.
Wow.
But
yeah.
Madison Bumgarner throwing like the Bumgarner of old after he'd had a rough couple of months, but and a rough postseason, but quite a performance last night.
Well, we have about 2 minutes left. What's it feel like to be in Candlestick Park at one of these games? I've not been.
Of course, you mean AT&T Park.
Oh.
They have not played in Candlestick in several years.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Gosh. I'm sitting here thinking, oh, it's Candlestick. Okay. Hello. I'm embarrassed, but okay, AT&T.
No, that's okay. The 49ers still play in Candlestick.
Okay.
But AT&T Park, beautiful facility. You've seen it on,
beautiful.
On
I
the
know.
Telecasts. No doubt, and there really isn't a bad seat in the park because I've gone there once a year for the last several years and pretty much sat all over the place. And this year we were out in left field, but a great view. And they're the best fans, as great as any fans in Major League Baseball, and that's in my opinion the most beautiful facility in baseball.
Wow, amazing! Well, we got about 1 minute left. I understand that to park it's $130. I wonder what the seats. I mean, are there any seats available? Are they probably online? 1,000? How much do you think it costs for a seat if you could get one?
I don't know. You know, the during the regular season, my ticket was $58. I shudder to think what it is for the World Series.
How exciting! Well, yeah, we.
I can remember going to a baseball game for $12.
Yeah. Oh, so it's AT&T Park, and that's really cool with the yachts off at the side. And I just think, you know, I have to watch the whole thing now. I'm really into it. Thanks, Bob Martin. This is Linda Bott. We're going to be coming back with Carl Bott live down at the stand down at Anderson. Mike Huber is my guest host. I'm really excited to have him here with me this morning. We're going to get, we're going to cover a lot of stuff. So stay tuned with us, KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are swinging between gains and losses despite some better-than-expected news on the U.S. economy. The preliminary reading for third-quarter gross domestic product, or GDP, was up 2%, but that was due to a huge jump in spending by the federal government. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's just about flat. Profit for truck maker Oshkosh more than doubled during the third quarter as input costs fell. The company also saw a strong performance in its access equipment segment. Separately, Oshkosh's board of directors unanimously rejected the roughly $3 billion unsolicited bid from billionaire investor Carl Icahn. The company calls the offer both inadequate and highly conditional. According to FactSet, Icahn has a 9.5% stake in Oshkosh, making him the company's largest shareholder. And talk about sticker shock. 151 schools will cost more than $50,000 a year if you include tuition, fees, room, and board, according to College Board data analyzed by the Chronicle of Higher Education. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yeah, it's Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott, and my co-host with me this morning is Mike Huber from Estate Granite.
Good morning.
Let's throw it to Carl, who's live down at the Stand Down, the Veteran Stand Down in Anderson Fairgrounds. What's going on, Carl?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm down here, just like you said, at the Shasta County Fairgrounds for our 6th annual North Valley Veterans Stand Down. And we've already talked to Jim Richards, the president of the Stand Down. And the things that are available to our veterans that need a hand up. And this isn't a handout. I don't want people to misunderstand what happens down here. These are veterans who have earned the services that they receive here. And a lot of times veterans have come down on their luck, and I've met a number of them, and we're going to be talking to several of them during the show here. Our next guest, though, is a lady, Linda Burnett, who is a Army veteran. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Now, Linda, you were telling me before that this Stand Down has had a tremendous impact on your life. Would you mind sharing this with our audience?
Sure. Last year at the Stand Down, one of the resource tables here was HVRP from Menlo Park, Palo Alto Healthcare System. And the HVRP stands for Homeless Veterans Rehabilitation Program, of which I called in 3 times for a bed check, and when they had an opening, I went down to Menlo Park to the VA. It's a 6-month program for cognitive behavioral therapy where we work on our issues and communication skills with what we call our community of somewhere from 40 to 60, 70 veterans, and we do that for the first 3 months. The last 3 months is to help us establish housing, which HUD VASH is available to most veterans, which is HUD housing, and the VASH stands for Veterans Assisted Supportive Housing. And also they assist with, they prefer that you would like to go back to work, and they help you with either a compensated work therapy program or full-time. And they also have a lot of resources and networking with people in the community for those who have skills for other positions in the employment field.
Okay, Linda, you've been through these programs, and the result is that you now have your own place.
Yes, I just moved into my house. Well, actually, it's an apartment in Redwood City. I've been there for 3 weeks. And you have to do the legwork, and you have to want to have a better place in life and to work and become a positive resource yourself for the community and in helping other veterans.
You know, that's the important part. This is not just something, oh, we're just going to hand this to you. I've met no one here that something is just handed to them. They give back. They become a active member. They become a productive member of society due to the programs that they are introduced to here, right here at the Stand Down.
Yes, that's a fact. And it's a little bit of work getting through it, but it's definitely well worth it. I'm very grateful for the veterans' resources that we have available here at the Stand Down, and there's more than just that program there in Palo Alto for those who want to focus on recovery. And the healthcare there is top of the line. They take care of a lot of our needs that we have to travel. Being here in Redding, you know, you have to travel quite a bit. But while you're there in the program, they take care of all your medical needs, and they're right available there at Palo Alto. And I feel really blessed to be a part of that program, and I go back 2 to 3 times a week to the program. I'm doing outpatient now. I'm not an inpatient, but I still go back to help others because of the help I was given when I was there.
You know, Linda, when you see this and you hear the stories like this, it's you never like to think of a veteran that's homeless or is not being able to be productive. And so what we're seeing, again, is through the work here and through the VA and through the different programs that we are seeing our veterans being helped. Unfortunately, there's a million case backlog right now in the VA. And that's very unfortunate. But that's something that needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed quickly because we have so many people that can add so much to our society. And okay, anyway, I'm gonna kick this back to you, and I've got 3 or 4 others that we're gonna be talking to through the rest of our time here, and just great stories. But again, we're down at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. I'm sorry, the
yes, it is.
It is the Shasta County
in Anderson. Yeah,
Shasta District Fairgrounds.
District Fairgrounds, and the Veterans Stand Down. It's October 26th, 27th, and 28th from 8 a.m. to noon on the 8 a.m. to noon and on the 26th. But if you want to have, but then they have, on all the days, if you want to have free transportation and you're here in Reading, you just need to be at Tops Market on Main Street in Weaverville, that's in Weaverville, Shopko on Lake Boulevard, Post 1934 on Oregon Street, the VA Clinic in Reading, or the Mission on Highway 273.
Excellent locations to be shuttled to. The Veteran Stand Down, where Carl is live. We're going to take a break here. Coming back, we've got some thoughts and inputs from our co-host, Mike Huber, from Estate Granite. And we're going to carry on with the show, and we'll be hearing from various different testimonials and informational things that you're going to want to hear from the people that are down at the Stand Down, the Veteran Stand Down. And we're going to take a break here, right here, on KCNR 1460. Right here, right here, right here.
Maybe I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio this morning. Oh, you hear that? Well, Carl's down live on location at the Veterans Stand down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this morning. You're going to be hearing lots of things. He'll be calling in later, but right now I'd like to throw it to my guest, and who is co-hosting and doing a great job, Mike Huber from Estate Granite. Good morning.
Good morning. And
you're a veteran.
I am a veteran, yes. And
when did you serve and how? Which branch?
I was in the Army. Started in 1984, and my active was over in 87, but I served in the reserve unit here in town when we had a reserve unit up until 1990. And, that was a great experience. I mean, I was kind of lucky. I kind of fell into a position at the time that was an MI, but military intelligence position.
Ooh.
I gotta say, top secret clearance. I saw stuff that I'm not supposed to talk about. And
right.
You're just like,
I married one of those.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because the stuff you read today, you wonder, what really happened? Or they're telling us something that they want us.
So you're not like, since you've been on the inside like that, do you think that there are some conspiratorial cover-ups?
Currently?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
A whole lot. This whole Benghazi thing is something doesn't smell right. It never passed the smell test from the beginning.
Okay.
I don't think the truth is out there yet. And they keep learning stuff every day about what's going on. And
little bits fall out.
I think that's the October surprise no one's talking about. I think it's going to come back and bite them.
Wow.
I hope so. But yes, I served one of the best experiences I could ever, remember, and I encourage, any young man who doesn't, know what to do, it's a great experience.
And you as a business owner, I loved how you, at the break, you said, hey, I'm a veteran, and when it comes to somebody I'm going to work with, if I find out they're a veteran, what's your first feeling? Since you've been a veteran, you've worked with veterans.
Yes, and especially as an owner, when you're looking to hire someone, we want to make sure that that person who's a veteran is an unbelievable, he has internal assets that you don't really see a lot of times. I mean, they can take directions. You tell them something, they're going to do it usually the first time. And, veterans have that experience, that most real world experience that a lot of people don't get out of college because they're just studying out of a book. Real life, experience is much more valuable than, I think, book experience, but you need them both.
That's what I think is really important with the whoever we bring into office that leads our country should have had some kind of service where they lived out of the country, have work business experience, run businesses, served of some sort. And I just think that that's really imperative because you go up the ranks with law, knowing the law, reading out of a book. It's not like when did you really get your hands dirty?
Yeah,
that's important to me.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah.
about you.
Yeah, and especially today.
I like a man who can change a tire.
Yeah, or can MacGyver something?
MacGyver something. That's cool too.
Figure out, hey, this isn't working. Let's do this. And the big thing. For someone to run a country who has never run anything, ever, never had to pay payroll, there's choices you have to make as a business owner. Hey, do I have to pay rent this month, or do they pay the employees?
And
And unfortunately, Mike, what's happening is that we look at the presidency as really the man, and it's, you know, he's the leader of our country as far as a figurehead, but we know it's the administration around him, the people who are helping to change. You know, it's not like one man can run the country. It's just the party and the people that you surround yourself with. So you have to ask about some of the things that have happened in these last 4 years, that if you're really happy the way certain things have come down or unfolded, is there a sense of a dignity with some of those things? And I know for me, when I cast my vote, it will be about who do I think is going to lead our country in the next 4 years, with where we need to get out of the trouble. You know, you brought in something that was great about President Reagan. What did that say? You know, you've come in with some great quotes, and love him or not like him, that's a great quote.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, it's a picture of President Reagan. It says, this man did not spend his entire first term blaming Jimmy Carter. You know, and I think we are ready for some change. And that Reagan era, my dad and I owned a business in Anderson for many years. Successful business, grew it locally.
What business was that, Mike?
It was a truck body business. And we would do service bodies, flatbed dumps, things. This is back in the late 70s, early 80s. Now, he was like me. He was literally 1 month away from closing his doors. And then Reagan got in. And it wasn't an instant change. It took several years. But the boom from 82 to 84 was enormous. Now, I don't know if we'll ever get back to that. But we need that kind of era again, you know, in prosperity in our country.
I remember standing, waiting in gas lines in the 70s. Mm-hmm. I just remember, and I remember the hostage crisis.
Yeah,
and I thought to myself, I never, ever want to be in this position again.
Here we are.
As an American, I never want this. There's no reason we should be in this position.
There's no reason.
I remember, and I was what, 17, 18, 19? Not really aware, but aware of what I don't want.
Sure. You know, and back to the veterans, you know, we need to support them with every, you know, these guys have served and they come back and we need to honor them. And that's what's a great thing. You come across this county, this radio station, you guys honor veterans. And that's something that is really missed out there in, you know, outside of this community. I mean, you drive across that bridge in Cottonwood and you see, hey, this county supports veterans.
Well, the beautiful thing that you just heard with the testimony from Linda that's live down with Carl on his live remote is that Menlo Park, you know, this is the other parts of outside this county. The veterans stand down today has got programs that reach out across California. There may be somebody who may be in the area that's visiting, or somebody that you know. This is the chance to get them down there. We do have shuttles, and it can be a life changer. It has been a life changer. I know there's other stories that we've heard through the year. Do we want to go live to Carl for a second, or do we want to take a break? Got to take a break. Our producer Bob Belongi is just giving me the. I won't say the finger. He's giving me the sign. The swirly finger with the index finger, like, wrap it up. We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
Elections have consequences for our pocketbooks, our community, and for our nation. This year, we have a clear choice for Congress. One candidate, Doug LaMalfa, is a family farmer and trusted local leader. His opponent, a trial lawyer. Doug LaMalfa stands for more freedom and less government control over our farms and businesses, our economy, and lives. His opponent wants bigger government and more regulations.
Doug LaMalfa believes we already pay enough taxes. His opponent supports an $800 billion tax increase, plus more on small businesses, farms, and middle-income families. Doug LaMalfa believes government needs to stop wasting money on crazy projects like the $100 billion San Francisco to L.A. bullet train. His opponent not only supports the high-cost bullet train, but wants to add another line to Las Vegas. For North State voters, the choice could not be more clear. Doug LaMalfa. For Congress. For us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. With your support, I will take our North State values to Washington and fight to put America back on track.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're going to throw it live to Carl Bott right now down at the stand down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. What's going on, Carl?
Hey, good morning. And we're down here with a great bunch of people. And again, the Shasta County Fairgrounds are from the 7th Annual North Valley Veterans Stand Down for 2013. Going on October 26th, 27th, and 28th. And there is transportation provided here, but let me give you a couple of phone numbers, too. For some more information, you can call Jim Richards at 356-0342, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 225-5616, or the EDD Veterans Rep at 225-2185. There's rides if you're in the city itself, that you can get at Shopko on Lake Boulevard. We'll bring you out here. The first, they're going to start the shuttles at 8 a.m. So it could be at Shopko on Lake Boulevard, post 1934 on Oregon Street, the VA clinic, of course, in Redding down there on Hartnell, and the Mission at Highway 273. My guest for this segment is a gentleman named, Justin Arnell. Justin, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Justin, you said this program literally changed your life, turned it completely around. You've had a severe bout after your tours in Iraq with post-traumatic stress, and that the North Valley Stand Down Association has, I mean, literally turned your life around.
Yes, that's true. About 4 years ago, I met up with Jim Richards in between stand down season, and he got me hooked up with the Veteran Association and into the system, and took me off the streets, helped me find a place to live. The next year, I was volunteering at the stand down as well as taking advantage of the services, and I've been volunteering ever since.
And Justin, how old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
Okay, now, when Justin is, you know, when we've talked a lot, is that he literally had dropped out of society, and his brothers or his family would come down and find him and bring him back, but then you drop out again. And now, though, you've really, you know, you are another shining example of what happens when veterans can be given, you know, a hand up. And you've gone well beyond that now to the point where you're a homeowner.
That's true. Just this year, my wife and I purchased a house. It was difficult. We, you know, rented and had to work on credit scores, which I had no understanding of. But now we own a house, and it's really amazing. Never thought that would happen.
And you do a lot of work here with the veterans, and this is your place in life, then, it appears. Now, what are you doing down here for the veterans stand down?
I'll be working as a bailiff in the courts.
Okay, and then you also do a lot of volunteer work in the with veterans out here in town, including rebuilding a, and this is a great story, a 90-year-old Marine veteran rebuilding his whole home. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. He was living in a basically a shack, and we rebuilt his flooring, his walls, got his toilet up and working, got him a new hot water heater, just made it, basically gave him a better lifestyle.
We appreciate that. Now, you,
Carl, we have about 1 minute before we have to take our big break.
Okay, well, I tell you what, well, let me kick that back to you. Justin is another one of the veterans, though, that came down here, that got into the system, and the system works. If they want it to work. If, you know, and he has turned his life around completely, married, home, and does so much for our veterans in this community. So I'll throw it back to you, and we'll see you after the break then.
All right. Mike, you want to take us out?
Certainly. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Reading Shasta, the home of Free Fire Media.
Also known as KCNR Shasta Reading.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The economy got a little stronger July through September. 2% growth, better than expected and more than the quarter before. Not surprisingly, different reactions from President Obama and Mitt Romney. Fox News Radio's Mike McAwitz live at the White House.
The 2% growth is up from 1.3% in the second quarter. Up is good, but about a third of the increase comes from a sudden surge in federal spending. And economists say it's too slow to generate robust job growth. Obama campaign press secretary Jen Psaki admits it's too slow.
It needs to be growing faster. The president's the first person to say that.
But she says the president's policies are heading the economy in the right direction. The Romney campaign notes the 2% growth is less than half the 4.3% rate that the White House projected under the stimulus bill. Dave?
And Mike, in a few hours, Romney will further detail his economic plans at a rally in Iowa. Blamed for 29 deaths, flooding, and destruction in the Caribbean, Hurricane Sandy could next hit the U.S. dressed up as a different storm right before Halloween. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live here in New York.
Sandy projected to hit the New York, New Jersey area coast as either a hurricane or tropical storm on Tuesday morning. It could reach critical mass in combination with a cold front in from the west and Arctic winds down from the north. Francis Larkin with the Seaside New Jersey Police on the potential Frankenstorm.
They were saying it was that the New Jersey has never experienced anything to this magnitude before, so that's why we're monitoring very, very closely.
As power companies prepare for hundreds of thousands losing power, experts estimate $1 billion in damages. Dave?
Corny, two brothers aged 15 and 17 go to court this hour in New Jersey. They're accused of killing a 12-year-old girl last week. Prosecutors might try them as adults. Silvio Berlusconi used to lead Italy as prime minister. Now he'll be led to prison. Sentenced for 4 years at an Italian court convicting Berlusconi of tax fraud. He's expected to appeal. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 38. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
A celebration for a Muslim holiday shattered in Afghanistan. A suicide bombing right outside a mosque as worshippers gathered. 36 people are dead at least. This as the Taliban takes credit for killing two U.S. troops in yesterday's insider attack. In Syria, new reports of a car bombing in the capital amid an attempted ceasefire during the holiday. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
Opposition activists and state media say a large car bomb has exploded near a children's playground in the capital, Damascus. They've indicated that there are a large number of casualties and several buildings are damaged. The truce for the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha has been shaky since it began at dawn, with small outbreaks of fighting. Syria's army command say it's been responding to several attacks by rebel forces. Not all the rebel fighters inside the country said they'd observed the ceasefire. Dave?
Emily, the Tigers have some work to do in Detroit after losing both games to start the World Series in San Francisco, where Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter is live.
And Dave, where Pablo Sandoval's three-home run performance was the story of Game 1. Giants pitching dominated Game 2 for a 2-0 win over the Tigers. Even starter Madison Bumgarner, who looked bad in two playoff appearances, looked good last night.
He went out there and pitched like we know he can.
That's Giants manager Bruce Bochy, who got a combined two-hitter out of Bumgarner, Santiago Casilla, and closer Sergio Romo, whose perfect ninth inning left Tigers Triple Crown hitting star Miguel Cabrera waiting.
Did I like to keep him in that on-dexer? Yeah, of course, it makes you feel good to keep him there.
The Giants take that 2-0 series lead to Detroit for Game 3 tomorrow, Dave.
Ron, in Houston, the Museum of Natural Science wants to debunk Doomsday. It's launching an exhibit to teach visitors about the ancient Mayan culture and emphasize that the predictions that are out there, that the world could end on December 21st, 2012, is just a myth. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. Carl is live at the Veterans Stand Down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and I'm so very honored to have with me Mike Huber from Estate Granite this morning. And Mike, you've got some. You're gonna throw it.
It's the Wells Fargo Market Minute with Chris Lasondek.
Good morning. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are in negative territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 31 points at 13,072. The S&P 500 down just about 6 points at 1,407, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 13 points at 2,973. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 181 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $7.48 at $601.92. Microsoft up 11 cents at $27.99, and Intel's adding 15 cents at $21.83. Of local interest, Costco up 7 cents at $96.68, AT&T unchanged at $34.50, and Tri-County's Bank down 41 cents at $15.75. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.76%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's down 41 cents a barrel at $85.84. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $3.51 an ounce at $17.14.70, while silver's up 15 cents at $32.22. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much. And of course, you will hear the Wells Fargo Market Minute every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and again here at 9:05. What's going on with all the stocks? You'll hear it here live. Let's throw it back out. And my guest this morning is Mike Huber from Estate Granite. Right now we're going live to Carl Bott, of course, who is Mr. Free Fire Radio, with the live at the Veterans Stand Down. What's happening, Carl?
Hey, good morning again. Out here at the Shasta County Fairgrounds, of course, for the 7th annual North Valley Veterans Stand Down. It's going to go today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And, you know, we've been talking about what's available out here. And this is for veterans and veterans' families. And food, shelter, clothing, the showers, haircuts, medical and dental care, limited children's services, SSI information, the VAs out here, employment information, Medi-Cal, Medicare, HIV, hepatitis C testing. They are out here also with the judges out here. And the judge takes care of a lot of the minor problems that people may have run into over the past couple of years. And they work off their time here, or fines, by with service time. And so they're setting up time that people can work and can get back their driver's licenses and get back into and to clear the records up. But one of the most important parts of this whole effort is the volunteers. And sitting with me is Renee Hipley, who's been doing this for the whole time, I guess for, what, 7 years now?
Actually, 5 years I've been on.
Okay, 5 years, and you are a student at?
Shasta College.
And how did you get involved with this, Renee?
My dad's a Vietnam vet, so he did lunch volunteer with me and helped me out with during the breakfast serving.
And what have you discovered over the last 5 years? I mean, what have you noticed the most?
I know the homeless vets are shy and they get to know all their vets that are here, and we're really, the volunteers are very helpful helping them out with all the activities we have.
You know, without the volunteers, because they have volunteers that come in and they're acting as security, which is not a big thing, but still you need that. They're helping with the serving, they're helping getting people around, they're helping in driving, the whole thing. And Renee, you've done this for 5 years. Do you believe this is working?
Yes, I believe it's working. I feel good helping out the veterans and seeing their faces light up if they need help. They got everything they need.
Okay. And Renee is out there serving breakfast every morning. And do you leave after that to go to school, or do you have a...
I don't have school today.
Okay, so you're going to be here all day long then?
I stay after breakfast a little bit, and then I leave.
Okay. Linda, you know, they're bringing people in from Shopko on Lake Boulevard. They've started their bus routes. In fact, they started at 8 a.m. From Tops Market on Main Street in Weaverville, Shopko on Lake Boulevard here in Redding, Post 1934 on Oregon Street here in Redding, the VA Clinic on Hartnell, and the Mission on Highway 273. They're also picking up people in Yuba City, Wairika, Mount Shasta Armory, Castella, Los Molinos, the VA clinic in Chico. I mean, this is coming from all over the North State, and it's they're expecting 500 people that they're going to be able to assist this week.
Excellent, Carl, and I'm sure that you know you'll be calling in with other wonderful testimonials and information here until our 9 o'clock hour. And Mike Huber is here. Do you have any questions?
No, but I tell you what, it's such a great program to just be able to offer these kind of services to people. I mean, and that whole thing, it's a hand up, not a handout. You know, we need to get back to community organization like this, where communities like Reading are helping people out, not you know, just the government handing people money for nothing. You know, let's support our community, and this is a great thing you guys are doing.
So, you go ahead, Carl.
Okay, you know, the one thing that they've all said is it doesn't do any good to throw money at a problem until the people are ready to take that next step. And that's what you're seeing here, is the people we've been talking to have been ready to take that next step, and they're ready to become the productive members of society. And they are there. That's what makes this thing so strong. The people I've met today, I'm just really, really impressed. Because they've gone beyond the problems that they've had in their life and have taken those steps to become the future. And they're looking into the future now for instead of the past. And that's so important.
Well, great. We'll look forward to hearing back from you, Carl. And right now we're going to go to some weather and some other topics, and brought to you by Mike, why don't you throw us the weather?
The weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. If you haven't been there, you're missing it. That place is beautiful.
We like to see you out there.
Yeah. Today's weather, it's mostly sunny with a high of 75. And tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 80. It's great football weather for those of you that are doing flag football and things
Your
like that.
Your son won some kind of champion or won some kind of competition, or what would you call that?
Oh, it's through flag football. It's a punt, pass, kick competition. So he won the local chapter, and he's going to Sacramento to compete in the sectionals for the state. So it's kind of an exciting time for him. And
did you ever think that when you were serving, did you have hopes to have a family when you were serving in our country and a veteran? Did you think, what made you decide to stay in Reading and grow your family here?
I think just because I was granted, I mean, I went through Enterprise. I grew up in Whitmore. You know, the whole community is I've seen just, you know, really grow up. And, you know, I always wanted to come back. All my friends were leaving, going to college. And after I got out of the Army, I came back here and went to USC for 4 years. That's University of Shasta College. I made it a 4-year program, but, you know, it's long term. But you know what? It was great. I got money for going to college through the VA loan and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, without that, I wouldn't have been able to do what I did. And it's just, you know, the military has been a big part of my life, and I support, you know, anyone that wants to go into it. I tell my kids, I said, by the time you guys are ready to go in, I'm telling you, those video games you're doing, you're going to be flying real planes with those, you know, with what's going on.
Do you encourage your kids to join?
Oh, yeah. One of them wants to be a Navy SEAL. He just read the Navy SEAL book. And he's like, I'm going to be a Navy SEAL.
Wow.
I'm like, awesome. It's like, you know.
Oh, that's great.
So I encourage it because it's an invaluable experience.
All right. Well, currently 51 degrees here at KCNR. That's what we're looking at with the weather downtown, as well as Carl is live at the stand down in Anderson. It's a great day to go out this whole weekend. They'll be providing services. We are going to take an early break here, Bob. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Missy MacArthur. Reading is our home to enjoy, live in, and protect. In my 4 years on the City Council, we've improved our streets, not just for driving, but also for biking and walking. We're keeping our open spaces beautiful and safe. We're preserving our past while building responsibly for the future. In these hard economic times, we've kept a balanced budget. I'm Missy MacArthur. I'm positive about Reading, and I would love to keep working for you on City Council.
Paid for by Missy MacArthur for City Council 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops, Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This is Linda Bott, and Carl is down at the Veterans Stand Down Live. You know, I just want to do a shout out. You know, I don't know if you guys have been watching the Giants, but I got to tell you something. You know, a lot of people will have this mindset about San Francisco and how they've treated the military. Well, last night was a beautiful thing to watch the wounded veteran with the two missing legs and the arm. But, you know, of course, you know, it was a roadside bombing, and he threw the first ball. It just felt so emotional. Willie Mays was there. They held him. They touched him. The flag was there. They have him remove the caps. Thank you for the respect. Thank you, thank you, thank you for showing the respect. America needs respect right now. We need to honor our veterans, and that's exactly what's happening right now down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend. It is the Veterans Stand Down. What does stand down mean? That means that everybody has come together with all the organizations to help you with help any of the veterans. If you've got somebody who's kind of stuck in the place that is, you know, I just can't seem to move. The stories you're hearing this morning are very inspiring. My guest this morning, and a veteran, is Mike Huber from Estate Granite.
Good morning.
My co-host.
Yes.
The other guy holding the seat.
Hey, Carl, I just want to know, if Linda's here and you're there, is she still on assignment or are you on assignment? That's just, I guess, one of those things because someone's on assignment.
Well, he's on assignment. He's live on assignment. You know, it's really funny because a lot of people will, you know, I'm going to defend myself that some people think when I'm on assignment that I'm sleeping in. No. I really am doing a lot of stuff that has to do with the station. I am interviewing. I'm talking to people on the phone. I'm working on schedules. It's just, you know, when you own a business, Mike, does it ever, if you're installing granite, if you're installing granite in someone's house, we talked about that. You really, if 5:30, if they need you to come there, since you're so hands on in the process, what happens for you as a business owner?
Oh, we work till the job's done. You know, there's no stop. I mean, I've been at houses really late at night, and I tell them, it's like, I want to get this done tonight, but you know, we may have to come back tomorrow. So, you know, you do what it takes. It's you know, there's no rest. You're 24/7 and a little sleep in there.
All right. So, and that's what I love about you, because we hear the good stuff at the break about that, you know, people trust you once that's a really big deal. Let's be able to know that when somebody comes in, you have to trust them with their product. You need to know, okay, I'm not going to be here, but I know that you're going to be here, and that I know it's going to be beautiful when it's done because I've seen your work, and here we go. We've got Carl online. Let's go live. Do we need to take a break, Bob? Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Carl is live. He's down at the Veterans Stand Down. We're going to catch up here on time. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Dick Dickerson, asking for your vote for City Council on November 6th. The past 6 years have been very difficult financially for California cities, including Redding. However, because the council had the will to make tough decisions to control costs, we are financially sound. The rating agency Standard & Poor's has given Redding an A rating, describing the city's financial outlook as stable. This is good news indeed, but much remains to be done. More difficult decisions lie ahead. I commit to you that I will continue working to ensure that the citizens of Redding receive the services they need and deserve from a stable city. I need your support, and I need your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Redding City Council, 2012.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, helped me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services. and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved ones so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR. We're going to throw it live to Carl right now, who is live at the stand down in Anderson at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. And like you said, I'm down at Shasta County Fairgrounds for the 7th Annual Veteran Stand Down. It's going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And they're offering all types of services for veterans and their families, to include veterans counseling, vocational employment counseling, medical and dental care, women's and children's services, so many things that they're offering down here to help people. And I've got another one of the volunteers here, and he was never in the service, but he's here volunteering for some pretty specific reasons. His name is David Thompson. Good morning, David.
Morning.
So tell us why you're here volunteering.
I'm here my way to say thank you for what was given to us by all the veterans. I have several members, family members that are in the military, as far back as I can remember, Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, Army. I have family members that are in now, and I just want to give back and say thank you.
And David himself is disabled from an accident when he was working from years ago, but he's taking his time and his efforts. And is this your first year down here, David?
Yes, this is my first time here. A friend of mine actually told me about it last year. He was here, and I came to volunteer to come. He's a vet. My friend Paul, who's here, not only as a vet but as a volunteer, is here. He told me about it last year, and I immediately plan to come and volunteer. And I plan to come back next year as a volunteer.
You know, and this is what makes this work. And I've got, you know, people are lining kind of up over here. We're going to be talking to them. And this is what makes this work. Besides the fact that the hard work that Jim Richards and his immediate staff does, but all the volunteers that come here, because there's things that they're doing, and from feeding people to cooking to acting as assistants to cleaning to security. I guess there's, you know, everything you can possibly imagine. And you're working in security and helping people out today, Dave?
Yes, I am. I'm being a rover, walking around, make sure nobody's messing with any of the equipment, no fights, things like that. If they need me anywhere else, that's where I go. Basically, rover. I've worked main gates. I've helped set up equipment, mesh tent, helped brought in all the posts to set up, to be picked up by vets, citizens alike. Right now, I'm just roving.
You know, when we're talking about clothing, so there people are volunteering and bringing in clothing, too, for our veterans that need that. Linda, you know what? I can't tell you about what a great organization this is, and what you're just feeling. You're feeling just such positive energy all the way through here. Sometimes you don't get that.
I'm feeling that, too. Both Mike and I have Of course, if you're just tuning in, you know, Mike Huber from Estate Granite is filling in here and being a co-host this morning while Carl is live down at the Stand Down. Really great warming stories here. And, of course, Mike is a veteran, too, and we always pay homage to our veterans, people who served our country. Maybe have come into a situation or fallen on a time or looking to be down there with their brothers and sisters. And Mike, do you have any, we have just a few seconds left of this particular half hour segment, 2 minutes left. Do you have something to ask Carl or weigh in on something here from this last segment?
Carl, so everyone that's down there, can they, in other words, if you're, do you have to prove, how do you prove if you're a veteran down there and if they're homeless? Do they have paperwork or how do they do that?
Once they have their social security number, they'll look them up.
Okay.
They've got the computers here that can do that. They check out their 214s. And once they've shown that they've been in the service, that's what they're looking for is a veteran thing. Some people may not have finished their service in the highest, with an honorable discharge. Maybe some of them have got general discharges, but that makes no difference. They're here to help those,
right,
to help veterans. It is not just the veterans, but it's also their families. So the families that are coming in here, that's just as important, too. And they're helping their animals. If they're bringing their pets in, they have veterinarians here that they're volunteering to help their animals.
Nice.
All right. Well, go ahead, Carl. We have just about 30 seconds left before we take this break.
Well, I'd just like to finish up by saying is that on for the segment is that they've got everything set up here and they're organized. They're waiting as people are coming through and they're being helped quickly, efficiently. And that there's nothing here but, like I said, a positive outlook, very much of a positive attitude.
All right. Thank you. Of course, Carl is live. And we want to thank our sponsors here, Crown Motors, of course. Thank you so much. And Alliance Heating and Air, Crackmaster, and Harley Davidson. I know, Mike, you said that you were out at the Big Bike Weekend and you guys had a blast.
Blast.
And loved the location and thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, I love the location on Hilltop.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nice area.
We're going to take a break. Casey and our 1460 will be back live with Mike Huber from Estate Granite, who's co-hosting with me, as well as Carl is live to Stand Down.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The economy is a little stronger, growing at 2% last quarter, up from 1.3% from April to June. And 11 days before the election, both campaigns have different reactions.
The argument from the White House just coming out, they say, look, we've got positive growth. It could be better if the Congress were to pass our jobs bill, but at least we are in positive territory.
Fox Business Network's Rich Edson, what's Mitt Romney's take?
Slow economic growth means slow job growth and declining take-home pay. This is what 4 years of President Obama's policies have produced.
There's a nasty storm brewing for the Northeast.
Perhaps something that we haven't seen before in our lifetimes.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says Hurricane Sandy could combine with a cold front and Arctic air to form a superstorm early next week.
The impact is going to be enormous for millions upon millions of people. A long duration event. We could see 24, 36 hours of 40 to 60 mile per hour winds.
Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Gary Cadd. I'm seeking a seat on the Reading City Council to protect Reading's future in these challenging economic times. I have attended all but two city council meetings in the last 6 years and consider myself ready to serve the people of Reading upon winning a seat on the council. Sales tax receipts are up 9%, but only two sectors of the economy are showing these increases. They are fuel sales and auto sales. Keep in mind the 9% increase is over last year, which is way down from 2007-2008 when the economic downturn started. The city's pension plan, CalPERS, will be asking for more money this next spring. According to their plan, it must provide 7.5% return on their investment each year. When your investments don't perform, no one makes up your shortfall. CalPERS only received 1% this last year, and they expect the taxpayers, you, to make up the difference. Together, we can protect Reading's future. I'm asking for your support and your vote when you mark your ballot. Vote Gary Cadd, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Gary Cadd to Reading City Council 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl is live on location down at the Veterans Stand Down. With me right now while we wait for Carl on standby is Mike Huber from Estate Granite. Good morning again.
Good morning. And I think this portion of the news is brought to you by Harley Davidson. If you haven't been there, you're missing the smell and the vibration.
You're a rider. You ride.
Oh, yeah. I have.
I mean, you're serious. This is like, you know, you're not just talking, reading
it. Oh, no. I have.
You live it.
Yeah.
Live the dream.
The new bikes with that special paint on it is really, you know, they're going really retro, and that's.
Are you thinking about, do you guys ride together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like, you know, your wife isn't on a bike by herself.
No,
yeah.
No. But, you know, I get my guy time, but we go out with couples and it's, you know, it's fun to ride, you know, and smell everything.
I know. I've got to encourage Carl and, you know, as well as I know that you got to carve out the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like anything else. So it's a beautiful weekend, great riding weather.
Mm-hmm. You know that you haven't ridden for a while when you go out and you start your bike and it doesn't start.
Your trickle charger isn't even working. Hey, Carl is live. Let's go right to Carl at the stand down. What's going on, Carl?
Well, you know, one of the things that Mike has been bragging about his wife, how she almost won the eating contest during the big bike weekend.
No.
Your wife is so beautiful. I can't imagine. I can imagine it because she's a hoot, but I can't imagine because she's so beautiful that she would be. Was it a hamburger?
Oh, it was a huge hamburger. It was like a 3-pound hamburger. And she was just like a couple bites away from beating Mark Metzger. It was just, it was great. And then the chief didn't show up. He probably would have lost.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be there to compete, but. He knew,
you know,
Nicole.
And the chief is still making excuses about that.
Yeah. He was having pasta someplace else.
He'd eat pasta, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead. So who do we have with you now, Carl?
Well, I'm down here again at the Shasta County Fairgrounds for the 7th Annual Veterans Stand Down. It's going today, tomorrow, and Sunday. They've got all types of services here, including court services. They have vocational counseling, jobs. Employment info, the VA, they're doing all types of medical and dental care here, women's and children's services, everything you could possibly imagine, feeding people, clothing, just getting people, giving people a hand up, to get the veterans and their families back on the road to success and back on the road to being able to be productive members in society. And I have with me another volunteer, Wendy, okay, I'm going to try and get this. Hijawi? I'm not even close, am I?
Hey, Jazzy.
Okay, now how long have you been volunteering here, Wendy?
I've come for 4 years. I love the stand down. It's my favorite volunteer organization every year.
And Wendy's also a veteran. And so do you, do you see this being a positive aspect for veterans that are down on their luck?
It's beautiful what happens. I just was speaking to someone today who actually got their life back on track through this stand down. They actually get to where they get the help that they need, whether it be psychological counseling or medical, or there's so many services offered, and that it's very comprehensive. And sometimes people just need that positive, you know, outreach from somebody else to get their life together. And we're here. Most of us are veterans that are volunteering, and we're here for each other. For that.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. The veterans are here helping veterans, but we also have non-veterans that are down here. You know, the fact is that last year I've met several people that jobs now, they had, they've got their lives back online. It's not always easy. Veterans are facing issues that a lot of other people don't face in their lives. So, Wendy, is this something that you would recommend for families, if they have somebody in their family that's a veteran that may be needing help, is this a good place maybe to get them started?
Absolutely. I would encourage any veterans that are needing help or the family members, if they're, you know, if they're just feeling discouraged from coming, their family members could be that person that would, you know, help them to get to the stand down. And in the food is awesome. They have last year they had steak dinners. I mean, it's really great, and it's free, you know. And so, and we do a lot of patriotic things that you don't normally get to do, except at veterans organizations. And the service providers are here, the AMVETS, the VBA, all the different service providers to show you where to get the help that you need specific to your needs.
All right.
Did you hear me?
No, you blanked out for a second. I heard budget. What was the first couple letters before that?
No, I'm just saying is that when you said a couple of seconds, was it like a minute?
No. We heard veterans organizations. We heard everything.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
No, I just when I turned it on. No. This is just something that it's. If the veterans come here, that they've got, you know, everything is free. Everything is here for the providing to get them started into the system again and to help them. If they've been out of the system, that families need to bring their, get their veterans down here. If they can't make it for some reason today, it's open, it's tomorrow, it's Sunday. The big thing, too, is that we like to talk about is getting people that are veterans into the VA system. Get them down to Hartnell, get them down to the clinic down there, and get them into the system. That way they can start helping. You know, these are things that have been earned by these veterans. These aren't handouts. These are things that they have or services that they've earned with their service to our country.
So, all right.
Anyway, I'm going to throw it back to you.
Okay, we're going
to
take a break. When we come back, Mike, let's talk a little bit about your business, the veteran, what it is to have a veteran working for your business, and what exactly Estate Granite is all about. And then we're going to go back to Carl Live. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now, hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now, that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be.
So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume. Got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're live here. My co-host and sitting in with me this morning is Mike Huber from Estate Granite. Mike.
Good morning.
Let's talk about what you're doing with the community. You've been talking. You first of all, I want to say thank you for donating that wonderful barbecue, barrel barbecue that you hand design and make each one of those.
Correct. Yeah, we do a lot of things besides just, you know, your stone in your kitchen.
Right.
There's lots of little things we've kind of ventured out. Outdoor barbecues, octagon fire pit tables that are just amazing this time of year with the fall weather. The barrel roasters makes the most amazing meat, and it's so simple and reasonable to cook a lot of food quickly. And when you have four boys, that's important.
How old are your boys?
I have twins that are 11 and a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old stepson.
My gosh.
So
you're full. We're full on. You know, and to find time to ride your Harley and you get that alone time, couple time, get out there.
We have date night. Date night is you take the Harley and go to Jack's.
Oh,
that's
well,
our date night.
Fun. Oh, that's a great time. Okay, well, your barrel barbecues. I when we did the Relay for Life, that was one of the things that people could buy a ticket. And Randall Hempling was just so appropriate that he is a cancer survivor and he won the barbecue, and that was really cool because it was painted red and it had KCNR on it, and people would stop and go, what is this? And they want to see inside. It's beautifully constructed.
Yes.
Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of you or find out more about that, you also have some new pieces that you brought into the Enjoy store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sell a lot of our granite pieces at the Enjoy store too. The straight cutting boards, we have fish style, we can do lazy Susans, we can do whatever you want out of granite, we can make it. And don't be afraid to cut right on it, because that's what it's there for. You can cut on granite and you will not scratch it.
That's wonderful. You know, I was telling you at the break, we have granite tile, I would never do that again.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why, this is my personal thing, is that I always feel that I can't get I can't get the grout in between the granite tile clean. I want a slab. So that's really interesting. I'm just kind of freakazoid. But, you know, we remodeled the kitchen, 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm just already feeling like, wow, I need to, ugh. So, anyway, Mike Huber from Estate Granite. And, of course, again, we want to thank our sponsors for the show. Carl's live down at Oh, you're here. Oh, gosh, I didn't know you were on the air. Sorry, what's going on, Carl?
Okay, well, I'm sitting here with, we're down here at the Veteran Stand Down at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. I've just been listening, you know, to what's going on there. You're having a sprightly time down there.
Your seat's still empty, though.
Yeah, Shasta County Fairgrounds, Veterans Stand Down. We're October 26th, 27th, and 28th for helping our veterans that need a helping hand. And I'm with Frank Atchison. I know Atchison. And he was a Marine from 77 to 87 and is coming through the program right here. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Now, Frank, you said this is your fourth time through the program.
Yes, it is.
And what happens when you come through the program?
Well, I know I always get a friendly smile and a good greetings, and they know me since the first day, pretty well. I've been coming here because a friend of mine, and gosh, he was in the Army, and he's the one who told me about this place, what they do. So I came here, and I've been getting help with SSI, medical help, haircuts, which is hard to get, when you don't have the money. Help with clothing, military, and I guess civilian clothing, which came in handy. I used to weigh 550 pounds, and I lost a lot of weight, so I had changed a lot of clothes, and they've been a lot of help right there. Backpacks, which is a wonder, that I was packing. Sleeping bags, because you actually need it there in the wintertime, especially. The food's great. They have three meals and get coffee, cocoa, stuff like that. They have sodas, water, whatever you get.
Frank said he's lost, he weighed 500 pounds one time. Well, Frank doesn't weigh anything close to 500 pounds right now. But Frank is also a homeless veteran. And was talking to me about that, and that there's programs out there, but because of the fact he's got children that he wants to visit, that it makes it a little bit difficult to be able to get into the whole housing and also see his kids.
Yeah, when I first started coming here, I was on general assistance, and that was like $251 or something dollars a month, plus I got a little bit of food stamps. And it was kind of hard to get back and forth for visitation. And I lost my car. I couldn't pay the fine and get my ticket paid off. And it was $1,600 fine. So my friend told me I could also go to court here last year and see if they could take care of my fine. Since it's not a felony, they'll take care of it. So I went, came here, and I talked to a lady named Stacy. From the court, and she hooked me up with Jim Richards. He's head of security, and I was supposed to pull 14 hours duty instead of 16, and that paid my fine off. It made it a whole lot easier, and I didn't have to pay so much for the driver's license to come back.
So, see, this is just one of the things, too, that can help. But people that have driving, the four or five or six tickets, you go through the red light camera, as we know, that's $500, or you have other things. And so you lose your license, but this is a way to get their license back so that people can drive, they can get jobs, and they can help start taking care of themselves. Are you getting ready for a break there?
Getting ready for a break, and that's a very heartwarming story.
That they're here helping. Frank hasn't given up yet. Life's not easy for Frank, and there's a lot more to his story. But it's things like this. If people could come down and volunteer, or come down to Stand Down, and you've got that extra clothing, you've got that those socks, just things that make life easier for people that are homeless and are they're down on their luck. So. All right. I know you got to take a break.
Got to take a break.
I come back, and then I'll just say goodbye from here, and then and I know that we want to talk about who's on next week.
Okay, Carl. Carl is live down at the Stand Down, the Veterans Stand Down at the Shasta County District Fairgrounds in Anderson, and Mike Huber sitting in this morning again. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
And take us out.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
We'll be right back.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. No, you won't back down, and either are any of the veterans that are showing up today at the veteran stand down in where Carl is live down in the Anderson Fairgrounds. Coming up next, we have Shasta Startup, which is really a wonderful, positive show about the businesses that are in Redding that are doing things that that are wonderfully positive. Technisoil owner, Chief Executive Officer K. Michael Hickerson will be the guest of Randy Denham on the Shasta Startup here at 9 o'clock. And of course, I have another business owner with me this morning that's been co-hosting all morning. It's been a joy.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I'm just so thankful for you guys and the radio station and the platform that you guys put out there. It is really quality, you know, stuff that we as a community need. I mean, the programs you have throughout the weekend, you know, you can tune in any part of the weekend and catch a program that is, you know, fresh and live and new. And that's what's really great.
Great. And you wouldn't be embarrassed if your kids were in the car. They might learn something,
right, too.
Good.
My kids are.
Of course, my Huber from a state granite. Now, you brought in some paper today. We've been going through the stand downs. Well, you've got something that's really funny there. Do you want to share with our listeners before we go?
My parents are a big influence in my life, and they send me stuff all the time. So it's kind of funny. So this is season's greetings for the local voting season. 'Twas the night before elections and all through the town. Tempers were flaring, emotions ran up and down. I, in my bathroom, with a cat on my lap, had shut off the TV, tired of the political beep, you know, stuff. When all of a sudden I rose such a noise, I peered out the window and saw Obama and his boys. They had come for my wallet, they wanted my pay, to hand out to others who had not worked a day. He snatched up my money and added a wink, jumped back on his bandwagon as I gagged from the sink. He then railed his henchmen, who were pulling his cart. I could tell they were out to tear the country apart. On Freddie, on Fannie, on Biden, on Ayers, on Acorn, or Pelosi, he screamed at the pairs. They took off for this cause as they flew out of sight. I heard him laugh at the nation who would stand up and fight. So I leave you this quick final note. If you don't want socialism, get out and vote.
This is sent from your parents.
Yes.
Business owners.
Yes.
Interesting. Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
And we got about 2 minutes left. Mike Huber, it's been wonderful having you this morning. Do you have any closing thoughts for this morning? Carl's back?
I'm here.
Okay. Do you want to just, what are your closing thoughts?
Just want to close out here that people can still come down to the Shasta County Fairgrounds for the 7th Annual Veterans Stand Down. If you know of any veterans that may need assistance or their families, this is a great place to bring them down. Jim Richards and his people here, I've got Shelly Watson. We don't have a lot of time here, but Shelly is helping also. No one of the volunteers that helps out here. And, you know, this is just a great effort. And I just, you know, even if you just come down here to see what's happening. And I promise you it'll make a change in your life just watching what happens here. On Monday, by the way, our guest on Monday is a gent by the name of Wyatt Paxton, who's going to talk about permits and is one of the main people in the permit battle that's going on between the Anselmos and the county. So it should be interesting to find out how many permits he has.
Excellent. And then Tuesday we have the guy from the Stand Down that would talk about what happened this whole weekend.
Then we've got, of course, next week we've got Brian Daly and Rick Bassetti.
Well,
Lucky Judge Ronnie, we've got them all coming in.
Bringing it to you hard and live here at KCNR 1460. And again, Carl is live. He'll be down there for a few more minutes more. Bob Alonji, thank you. Mike Huber from Estate Granite, you got about 30 seconds left. What do you want to say?
Oh, my pleasure. You guys, I just am so thankful to be here and thank you for this opportunity. And you know, when you're dealing with granite, make sure you find it from your friends who they used.
All right.
It's important.
We love Estate Granite. Hey, Carl, can you say good guys?
Hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
My ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. As economic growth shows slow improvement, the White House emphasizes improvement, Mitt Romney emphasizing the slow. Fox News Radio's Mike Mack.
Casey and our Shasta Redding, we are experiencing difficulties for the satellite system. We're checking for backup.
The economy is in
the right. We've come too far to turn back now.
Romney may address an Iowa economic speech in the next hour. The Romney campaign and says slow economic. Okay.
Once again, we're currently experiencing technical difficulties with our Fox News feed. We are attempting to establish a better communication. Please be patient.